上一期节目的话，音乐就是突然间断掉了。It's because the internet here, it's on and off, it's not stable. So, if the music stops where it's not supposed to, it means Linda just lost the internet. For a destination. Anyway, that's just a heads up.Just in case, I'm just saying. Today, the song I'm recommending is called What's Up? What's Up? What's Up? What's Up? What's Up? It's kind of, I don't know, it talks about life. And if you take a look at the lyrics, you will find it's telling the truth. Well, part of the truth about life. But anyway, hope you like it. What's Up?For you.
Twenty-5 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a crisis of times when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. Into a
喜欢这首作品的同学呢，可以在虾米音乐播放器上面下载。那 If you like me, you can follow me on WeChat. 那大家也可以关注一下琳达公众号胡寄生 Mesoto， 在这个文本的最下方，最近好像特别热衷给自己打广告。 Who doesn't, you know? Anyway, 来看一下今天这个词汇扩展部分吧。今天的话呢，就还是一样啊，只有一个单词。那这个单词的话，大家可能也是见过了。refer 有两个元音在里面啊。上次有同学问我说，哎，那 Linda 你这用元音记忆单词，那有的时候就是两个单词当中它这个元音都是一模一样的，你怎么办呢？其实你要用元音记忆方法呢，基础那个你是基于你对这个单词的那个辅音字母是不会错了，就是你在拼写的时候可能元音出错，就在这样一种基础上面，你才可以采用元音字母的方法来记忆啊。比如说 refer 的话，我肯定记，比如说我记到一的话，那我就肯定知道它有 r 和 f 在里面。refer 这个单词，好了 ，refer 这个单词，我想提一下，就是它其实在这个实际生活当中是用的特别广泛的，但是可能我们平时在学校念书的时候，你可能就知道哦，它是这个意思，涉及嘛，提及嘛，怎么样？但这个单词啊，你口语当中，如果你真的掌握它的各种用法的话，你在口语当中拿去用的话，就是特别加分的。好，我们来看一下 refer 这个单词 refer 注意了，重音在第二个音节上面 refer 它第一个动词的意思呢是表示谈到或者是提到提及啊，就跟那个 mention 差不多。我们说学英语其实就是一个词汇量的积累，你知道一个词，你知道词汇量，就是你词汇量够了之后，你要表达一个东西，你可以用 A 这个单词来表达，你可以用 B 去表达，那这样子不就是 fluent EnglishIt's all about replacement. 就是替换的这样一个问题啊。那我们学了 mention 之后呢，也可以用这个 refer 来替代 mention, 对吧？那 refer 它表示谈及、涉及、提到啊。通常它的结构搭配是 refer to somebody or something as something。来，我们看一下到底是什么一个意思。他说他在演讲当中提到了前不久的这个他的这一次加拿大之行。In his speech, he referred to a recent trip to Canada. Refer, 如果是过去式的话，它要双写 r 啊，因为它的这个音节是重音嘛，刚好重音是落到后面去了。Refer, 双写 r. Refer to a recent trip to Canada. 他在演讲当中提到了不久的这个他的这一次加拿大之行。In his speech, he referred to a recent trip to Canada. He mentioned, his recent trip to Canada. 第二个，他说没有提到受害人的姓名，受害人的姓名没有被提及。The victims were not referred to by name. 注意一下这个句子啊，他的母亲再也没有提起过他。Her mother never referred to him.Again, her mother never referred to him again. 就说这个女孩子的母亲再也没有提起这个男孩子。Her mother never referred to him again. 你知道我指的是谁？ You know who I'm referring to. You know who I'm referring to. 这两个人谈话的时候，比如说 A 他就不把这个名字说明白，那 B 就要猜半天，然后 A 说，哎，你知道我说的是谁了？ You know who I'm referring to. 所以了 refer 一定要跟这个 to 搭配在一起用。下一句他总是称，就是每次他提到 Ben 这个人的时候呢，他都会说那个大好人。She always referred to Ben as that nice man. 注意一下 that nice man, 他是用这个引号引起来的。下一个他说She had referred to him as a dear friend. 这个女孩子她呢把这个男孩子就是称作好朋友啊。She had referred to him as a dear friend. 其实这个句子也可以用一般时态。She refers to him as a dear friend. 她把他称作好朋友。下一句他说我答应过再也不提这件事情了。I promise not to refer to the matter again. I promised.Not to do something. I promise not to refer to the matter again. 好 ,refer to, 注意了一定有这个介词 to 在后面。好，第二个它的搭配也是一样的，也是 refer to somebody or something. 它是表示什么意思呢？表示描述或者涉及或者与什么什么相关，具体来看一下。标有星号的这些项呢是给高阶学习者的。The star,refers to items which are intended for the advanced learner. The star referred to items which are intended for the advanced learners. 表有星号的这个像呢是给高阶学习者的。艺术这个词通常指的是人文和社会科学。The term arts usually refers to humanities and social sciences. 这一段说的是去年发生的事。果然是被说中啊，刚刚这个网络突然间又断掉了。Anyway, 接着上面吧，大家知道这个本期节目是分两段录的，前面一段录了十分钟，后面和我接着录，然后到时候再把两个这个音频拼接起来啊。这是第二部分，刚刚突然间断掉。刚刚讲到上一段讲到说那个例句说什么，他说这一个段落讲的是去年发生的事情。 This paragraph refers to the events of last year. Refers to. This paragraph refers to the events of last year. 好，那以上呢就是这个 refer to somebody or something 它的第二种意思，表示描述、涉及或者与什么什么相关的意思啊。那我们接着往下看，它有第三个意思。第三个意思就是说什么，平时我们查字典的时候，你一个单词不会的时候，那外教就会说，哎，那你可以去查字典，或者你会去参考什么什么资料啊。那这个 refer 也有一个查阅、参考、征询、咨询的意思啊。来，他说如果需要的话呢，可以查阅笔记。 You may refer to your notes if you want. 如果你需要的话，你可以就是再回头看你的这个笔记。 You may refer to your notes if you want. 下一个他说他简单的看了一下自己的笔记。 He referred briefly to his notebook. Briefly 就是啊很快的、快速的、简单的看了一下。 He referredbriefly to his notebook, 他简单的看一下自己的笔记本。好，接着往下看，这个 refer 还有另外的意思，它表示什么呢？ refer somebody or something to somebody or something, 就是把什么什么东西或者人呢交给或者推荐给另外的人或者另外的东西。具体来看一下，他说我的医生让我去找一位专家来诊治啊。My doctor referred me to a specialist. 我的医生把我就是介绍给或者推荐给一位 specialist 专家。My doctor referred me to a specialist. 我的医生让我去找一位专家来诊断诊治。下一个，到这个案子被送交到了上诉法院。The case was referred to the Court of Appeal. 这个案子被送交到、递交到或者转交到这个上诉法院。Court of Appeal. 注意一下这个专有名词。下一句他说，哎，你可以就是查看一下我5月14号给你的信，好吗？ May I refer you to...My letter of 14 May, 我可以就是让你去看一下这个5月14号我给你写的信吗？那就是说请求对方，你可以查看一下我5月14号给你的这个信，好吗？ May I refer you to my letter of 14 May? 下一句他说我不时的给他介绍客户。Now and then I referred to a client to him.Referred somebody to somebody else, 就是把什么什么人介绍给另外的什么人。下一个他说他可以将这件事情交给高等法院去裁决。He could refer the matter to the high court. Alright, then that's all I have for you today. Now I have to just do something to make it a complete thing. 那接下来要做的事情就是把两个音频、两部分音频拼接起来。It's gonna be another 20 minutes, but anyway, it's worth it if you can learn something from it. It's Linda. Love you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope. For a destination